Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. We're back here at the McHugh Center for our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from virginiasports.com, and joining me today is Keon Johnson, who's in his fourth and final season as a UVA wide receiver. Keon, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The football team is in the midst of a three-game homestand, and you'll play North Carolina at Scott Stadium on Saturday afternoon in the 121st installment of what is called the South's oldest rivalry. You're from Kannapolis, North Carolina, which is about a two-hour drive from North Carolina. Did you ever watch any UVA-UNC games as a kid, growing up in person or on TV?
Actually, I didn't, but I've always been, you know, watching UNC, being that I'm from North Carolina, so I was always tuned in to, you know, games like that. But honestly, I haven't been watching, you know, UVA versus UNC.
Is this, I know you're supposed to treat every game the exact same way, but being from North Carolina, being a guy who had a scholarship offer from UNC, is this a particularly big game for you?
I mean, to me, I just come out to play, you know, whoever we're playing, it's another game to me. But this game, yeah, I know a lot of players who are still there, so it'll be fun, you know, to see them play against them.
Carolina has been known more for its offense than its defense under Coach Fedora. But last week in the Tar Heels pretty much shut down a very talented Miami offense. What do you expect from UNC's defense Saturday?
Well, I expect for them, you know, to think that it'll be easy, you know, and it's our job is just to, you know, be consistent and start fast and continue to have that type of fire throughout the whole game.
You guys are coming off a tough loss to Pitt. I mean, how frustrating was it to be so productive offensively in the first half? You score 28 points, piling up the yards, and then, you know, have it be such a struggle offensively in the second half?
It's just one of those things where you have to answer, you know. When they blow, you have to, you know, blow back and score whenever they score. So it was kind of frustrating, but, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. So we fixed the things that we could fix and came out this week and practiced really hard all week long. So we're prepared this week.
You committed to UVA at the end of your junior year at A.L. Brown High School. You also had offers from schools like UNC, Notre Dame, Miami, Georgia Tech, I think. What made you pick Virginia, particularly fairly early in the process?
My biggest thing was going somewhere where it felt like home. I mean, it's kind of weird saying that and not going to UNC, but it felt like home here, you know. I mean, I only knew Kevin Parks at the time when I made my visits and things like that, but the other players around me showed, you know, a lot of love, and it felt like we had that connection already before I actually, you know, knew them. So that's when I knew it was my time to be here.
Tevin Jones, who played basketball here for a couple of years, he preceded you at A.L. Brown, right?
Right.
You played hoops with him?
I did.
How many years?
Probably 3 years.
So how good were you in that sport? Your bio does not mention basketball, but I'm guessing you were pretty good.
I'm a role player, you know. I know my role, so I get rebounds, layups, dunks, things like that, and I let Tevin take care of all the fancy stuff. So,
what was your cheering section like at Duke a couple weeks ago? And, you know, to finally end that long road losing streak and do it in the state of North Carolina, what was that like?
It was a great feeling, you know, finally getting that win on the road and being in North Carolina. It just added, you know, the icing on the cake, and just being on the sideline, you know, the whole team going crazy. We had the fans up there going crazy. It was a great feeling.
Did you have a lot of family and friends at the game?
I did. I had a lot of family and friends. So I was glad they got to see me there and just went and made it that much better.
Do they make the trip up to Charlottesville for every home game?
My parents and my grandparents make it every game, whether it's in Oregon or if it's here.
They made it to Oregon?
Yeah. They support me a lot. I appreciate it.
Have they missed any one of your games?
Not this year? No, not so far.
So you're having a big year personally. You're first on the team in receptions, second in touchdown catches, third in receiving yards. You already have more catches this year than you had combined in 2014 and 15, which I guess you know.
Yeah.
Are you happy with your play this year?
I am, but, you know, I'm not satisfied. I know it's a lot more I could be doing, and I think that's how everybody is taking it this season. You know, it's a lot of things we're doing well, but at the same time, it's not the best that we can play. So
back in September, at one of the weekly press conferences at JPJ, I think you said that you didn't grind as hard as you could have or should have your sophomore, junior years, and you admitted you got a little complacent. Kind of what switched things for you? And was it the new coaching staff coming in? you know, would you be playing this well anyway, do you think?
I think that once I realized, you know, time is ticking, I didn't have a lot more time here, then I had to make a decision to either, you know, loaf around or, you know, get better each day. And then, of course, when the coaching staff came and the way we work out and the way we train, it kind of helps build that mentality so I have a stronger, you know, mental aspect on things. And that's, you know, 90% of the whole case right there.
This offense is obviously one that features the passing game. Have you been a good fit for that? I mean, it would appear you've been a great fit for this. Do you like this offense and the opportunities it gives you?
I love the offense because no matter what route you have, I mean, you might be the first read, you know, no matter what route you have. So pretty much we all get the ball every game, and it just makes the game more fun as a team, as a whole. So it's something that we all look forward to each day.
What about playing with Kurt? He obviously has a big arm, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about how when he comes out of the pocket, you know, the play's still alive, and he's shown that he can make things happen. What is playing with him like?
It's exciting, and it's fun because people don't really notice, you know, the small things he does for the team when we get, you know, when he makes plays out of nothing. You know, he does a lot of stuff that people don't really realize until, you know, you watch film and see it. But he's a great guy. I respect him a lot, and he always, you know, makes sure that we're having fun and he gets the ball downfield to us anytime, any way he can.
In the wide receivers room, you and Ryan Santoro are the old men, right?
Right.
You're the only seniors. There are a lot of talented young wideouts in this program. What lessons are you trying to pass down to them? I mean, you've learned some hard lessons along the way, it sounds like.
Just to, you know, of course, grind, you know, no matter what, just to grind, because I've been in a position where I've decided not to grind as much, and it cost me. But at the same time, have fun with it, because at the end of the day, it's football, and the way we practice now, you know, it's intense all the time. So once you have fun with it, it'll kind of put that to the backside, and, you know, you just end up working.
Along with guys like Alamide, Zacchaeus, David Eldridge, Taequann Mizell, you're one of the fastest guys on the team, I believe.
Yeah.
Who would win? Who wins the race among the four of you? Does it depend on the distance?
Yeah, how far are we going?
I don't know. At what distance would you beat those guys?
You give me 20, 30 yards, I'm winning. Now, 40, then you have to worry about smoke and diggy and all that stuff. And yeah.
What's it been like for you training under Frank Winthrop and Kevin Heiberger, who focuses on the speed stuff? I think your body fat dropped this offseason. Obviously, you're fast. It looks like you've gotten faster. Have they made noticeable changes?
We really just focus on, like, the small details in what we do. So each day during the summer and the winter, we worked on fine-tuning all the small things, you know, all the time, and at that point, it really, you know, works on the way you run, the mechanics and things like that, and as well as the mental focus and toughness of it all. So it kind of just combined and just helped me progress as a player and athlete.
I know you still have at least half a college season left, but what are you hearing, if anything, about your NFL prospects? Is that a subject you'll just think about later, or do you get any feedback from the coaches on the staff?
I mean, right now I don't really worry about it as much. You know, I still have half a season left.
Right.
You know, it's going by fast. I just try to cherish each moment that I have here and do the best that I can for my team here.
Marcus Hagans has been your position coach for all four seasons. What's it been like working with him?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, Coach Anaya is my position coach now, but he still, you know, coaches us up from time to time. And he's always motivating us, you know, pushing us to do extra and, you know, to work harder and practice and things like that. And we're finally starting to get that and do what he's, you know, he's been trying to tell us, and it's paying off.
You're an African-American studies major, right?
Right.
What interested you about that field of study, and you know, how much have you learned in that?
It's just one of those things where I kind of had an issue trying to figure out what I wanted to major in and things like that. And once I took, you know, one of the classes, I think it was like a 2010 class, it kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't really know about. And that's one thing I like, you know, the most, because being back home, you know, a lot of people don't really know about all the certain things as far as, you know, like Black history and things like that. So it's just something I would like to know and be able to spread to others.
At the end of practice today, as at the end of practice every Thursday, a member of the community is honored by the team as a Thursday hero. What, you know, as someone who participates in that and sees that happen every week, what's that meant as a player for you? You know, the program that Coach Mendenhall brought in from BYU.
It's a great thing, and it kind of humbles you and lets you know that you can't really complain about much in life. I mean, because it could be somebody out there, you know, a lot worse than you are. So just never to complain about anything at all, because actually blessed. I'm blessed to be in this position and be playing football at a D1 school in the first place.
So as I mentioned earlier, this is your final college season. Do you wish at all that you had another year of eligibility here as the staff continues to build the program, or will you be ready to move on and try the next thing?
I think I'll be ready, but at the same time, I'll definitely miss, you know, the coaches. I've only known them for not even a year, and there's so much, you know, love and connection there with us, basically family. And then the players here, of course, it's going to be hard, you know, not practicing with those guys and joking around with them, but it's just how life is sometimes, you know.
What do you see for the program in the future? Obviously, this year has not gone as well at times as everyone here would have liked, but, you know, there are signs of progress. What do you think is in store for this program down the road?
I think it can only go up. I mean, the way we work, the way we train, it's never a moment where practice may be dull and things like that. People are always optimistic now. There's no, you know, negative comments about anything at all, and that's where it kind of starts. So just building this foundation, it can only go up from here.
Well, good. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We'll see you at Scott Stadium on Saturday.
Thank you.
That'll wrap things up until next week when I'll be back with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, remember to check virginiasports.com for information on football and all our other teams. And thanks for listening.